Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be heralded with such class and excitement. I'm glad to have you on our program today. Some interesting things to go over for you. And our special guest, Mark Auerbach, will be along later in the show with some great information about regional entertainment, live regional entertainment. Helix Human Services, which is formerly the Children's Study Home, has announced an increase in salaries for employees effective July 2. They've established a minimum wage of $20 per hour, with other positions to be adjusted accordingly. The salary increase will benefit more than 100 employees across the agency, and this includes staff in all the three residential programs, Mill Pond schools, both in Springfield and Richmond, family support programs in Springfield and on the Cape, and staff in foster care programs and many other programs, too numerous to mention here. Now, for over 150 years, since the Civil War, Helix Human Services, formerly known as the Children's Study Home, has been dedicated to a single purpose, finding ways to help people who have experienced trauma in their lives. And they are best known for the services they provide to children, youth, and families in general. Very happy to hear this good news from the Helix people. Holyoke Medical Center has some good news, too. They're announcing the opening of a new farmer's market at the hospital in partnership with Holyoke Farmer's Market, Greater Holyoke Chamber, and Let's Move Hamden County 5210. Now, the Holyoke Medical Center Farmer's Market will be open every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That starts up tomorrow. It starts up June 14, depending on when you're hearing our show, through October 25, 2023. And you'll find it in the hospital's parking lot D. And the Holyoke Medical Center's Farmer's Market is conveniently close to the front entrance of the hospital. And they even have valet parking available. How about that? Holyoke residents are encouraged to utilize the hospital's free transpo shuttles. Okay, this comes in a new section of the show I may have to title, Who Would Do Such a Thing? But Longmeadow Fire and Police went to Bliss Park Playground for a suspicious substance on the playground equipment. And at the same time, Longmeadow Fire and EMS was dispatched to a residential address for a report of two children with burn-like injuries after leaving the playground. Longmeadow firefighters determined the material to be acidic in nature, and the material had been poured on three of the slides on the playground. The hazmat team determined that one of these chemicals was poured on the slides. The chemical was determined to be muriatic acid. The perpetrators may have suffered acid burns to their own hands or arms, and their contact with the acid could cause this. The playground area will remain fenced off out of an abundance of caution, obviously, and the rest of the park, however, is open. So if you notice any suspicious activity on the night or in around the park, you're asked to call the Longmeadow Police, and you can also use the tip line, which is 565-4199. 565-4199 in the 413 area, of course. We are now very pleased to present, as is our wont each week, our ArtsBeat reporter himself, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Beowulf Borat, the artistic associate at Barrington Stage Company, took home a Tony Award for his set design for New York, New York. The Springfield Symphony Orchestra will present a free Juneteenth concert in Symphony Hall on June 19th. Maestro Kevin Scott will lead the SSO, along with special guest Avery Sharp Quartet, the Springfield Symphony Chorus, and the Extended Family Choir. This program is free, but tickets are required. For details, springfieldsymphony.org. The Contention, also known as Henry VI Part II, joins Shakespeare and Company's repertoire with performances through July 15th. Henry VI Part II is commonly regarded as the strongest of the Henry trilogy and the inspiration for Game of Thrones. Tina Packer directs a cast of Shakespeare and Company veterans, including Alan Burroughs, Jonathan Epstein, and Tamara Hickey. Performances are held in the Tina Packer Playhouse. For details, shakespeare.org. Photograph 51 Anna Ziegler's portrait of British scientist Rosalind Franklin and the discovery of DNA's double helix structure plays Berkshire Theatre Group's Unicorn Theatre in Stockbridge, June 15 through July 1. Award-winning playwright David Auburn directs, and Rebecca Brookshire returns to Berkshire Theatre Group to play Franklin, alongside David Atkins, Sean Anthony, Christian Coulson, Brandon Dial, and Alan Tedder. For details, berkshiretheatregroup.org. The making of a great moment, Peter Sinnottrieb's two-hander about two actors touring in a theater who bicycle across the country, opens Chester Theater season June 22nd through July 2nd. James Barry, newly appointed co-artistic director with Tara Franklin, stages the comedy, which stars Bill Bowers and Esther Williamson. For details, chestertheater.org. The End of Society, a short play by Springfield playwright Ben Spurton, has been selected to be in the Blurring Boundaries Festival, produced by New Ambassadors Theater Company, June 14th through 18th at the Hudson Guild Theater in New York City. Meanwhile, the Pioneer Valley Community Band Festival will bring over 150 area musicians together for a free outdoor performance June 17th at 3 o'clock at the Mount Holyoke College Amphitheater. The rain date for this is June 18th. Springfield Symphony Orchestra and mezzo trumpeter Tom Bergeron, who's the music director of Deerfield Academy, leads the ensemble. They'll be performing music from Sousa to Duke Ellington, Billie Eilish, and Ray Charles. And also an original piece for concert band Across a Golden Sky by American composer Quinn Mason, who was recently featured on the Springfield Symphony Orchestra concert in February. Saxophonist Ron Smith from Northfield Mount Hermon is the soloist. Shakespeare and Company has announced free Behind the Curtain lectures to be held throughout the summer, highlighting the cast, crew, and themes that power its 2023 productions. Led by Shakespearean scholar Anne Berman, who holds a Master of Arts in Shakespeare Studies from King's College, London. For details, shakespeare.org. And the Pitti Theater's Valley Playwright Mentoring Project presents A Day in Our Lives, local teens addressing school shootings, bullying, and global warming, June 17th at Greenfield's Lava Center. A group of teens rehearsing together since last fall present their views on the issues of the day. For details, ptco.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Well, thank you, Mark. And I'm happy to conclude with, after training for the past 12 weeks, K-9 Rocky joins the North Adams Police Department. Just a great-looking German Shepherd doggy. K-9 Rocky was trained by retired Captain Dwayne Foisey and Officer Michael Cogswell in apprehension, tracking, building, and area searches. And area searches specifically for people and articles. K-9 Rocky will be able to detect narcotics after training in the future, and he recently joined the North Adams Police and will have a personal K-9 cruiser, which is temperature-regulated, and automatic doors that will open in case of emergency. And we'll note that funding for K-9 Rocky was provided through the Stanton Foundation. Wonderful. Thank you very much for your attention to our program. Happy to have you with us as we anxiously await spring and summertime weather. In any event, be with us on our next program right here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.